Step forward, they say. Planet of Love on Warner Reprise. And this is a wonderful album, and it's received a lot of critical acclaim. In fact, I know that one Nashville reviewer picked it as one of the top 10 country records of 1991. So you're going to be hearing a lot of it. And I've got my little list of questions here. I'm all prepared, but. You know, obviously, Jim, you were influenced a lot by Buck Owens. I think that's one of the songs that you wrote that sort of shows that influence. And tell us, you know, who else maybe you listened to.
Well, Buck and George Jones and Merle Haggard, yeah. And Lefty Frizzell, Hank Williams.
A lot of all the good people.
Graham Parsons.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's evidenced on the album. This album was co-produced by a mutual friend of ours, Rodney Crowell.
Yeah.
So
Rodney Crowell and John Leventhal, two great guys.
Yeah, and John, I think, John Leventhal co-wrote all the songs with you.
Yeah, he co-wrote a lot.
Yeah. Well, also, you and I did some work in Europe. We did a tour together, and it's wonderful to discover the country music is so popular over there. And I know that you played, last year, you played in Montreux, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
The Montreux Jazz Festival, and they had had a country night, and how did that come about?
I played at a festival in Frutigen, Switzerland,
yeah.
And the promoter from the Montreux Jazz Festival yeah. was over there and took several of us over there to the festival. They had an opening.
Oh, and, great.
So,
I mean, was it well received? I mean, I always thought of Montreux as being sort of, well, it is called the Montreux Jazz Festival. I guess that's why I thought it as a jazz festival.
But. Yeah, it was the first country night they'd had in years, and it went over real well. Brenda Lee and the Texas Tornadoes and Joe Ely, Kevin Welch, Jimmy Dale Gilmore,
great.
Butch Hancock.
Yeah.
It was really
great. Well, I'm glad you paved the way because I think me and the Nash Ramblers are going over next year.
Great.
So I'll really look forward
Good.
To that. But tell us some of your background, because I know that you started in bluegrass, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Playing banjo.
A matter of fact.
You got the two banjo players sitting back to back here.
I used to go to a bluegrass festival called Camp Springs in North Carolina, and my favorite band was the Seldom Seen. And I used to go up and bug John after the shows. My dad is from Lexington, Virginia, and John also lived there. And so it's a real pleasure to be on the show with you guys, with all of you all.
Yes, come full circle.
I want to thank my guitar player there, Buddy Miller.
Yes, Buddy Miller.
He came into the show.
Flew in special.
Thanks,
all
Buddy.
The way from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Buddy adds that wonderful sort of Don Rich harmony to the stuff you do, and I love that.
He's great, and I'm sorry that I'm going to have to let him go tonight.
let him go back to L.A. Yeah. Now, don't tease these people. But you've also done some work in drama, haven't you?
Yeah, I was in some shows playing guitar and banjo. The first one was this one called Cotton Patch Gospel, mm-hmm. and Harry Chapin wrote the music for it, and it ended up off-Broadway. And then I toured with that and got in another show called Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I've never seen it.
And that's about these four guys that work at a gas station and these two women that work at a diner. And then I played Jesse James in another show called Diamond Studs and ended up in California with that show, Pump Boys. Do we have any people from California out there tonight?
Well, welcome to Nashville. So are you going to do like Dwight and not tour and do drama?
Jimmy's going to coach me because his acting background is a little more extensive than mine. And I'm sorry, I'm about to fire you tonight, Jimmy.
When I get as many gold records as this guy, I'll slow down.
We have to take a break now. We'll come back. So please join us when we come back.